alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him and we bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His household and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I want to remind my brothers that there are nuclear du'a powers. Nuclear du'a powers means that some people, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have said that when they raise their hands to Allah and make a du'a, Allah will not turn their du'a down. When they say, "Inna min rukba ash'atun aghbar la yu'bahu lahu law aqsama 'ala Allahi la abarra." You might see a person, he looks dusty, and he is wearing poor clothes, old clothes, but he has a status in the eyes of Allah that if he demands a request from Allah, and he demands the request so strongly by making qasam, by swearing on Allah to fulfill his demand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not turn him down, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him what he wishes. Now, there has to be, inshallah, in this Muslim ummah, someone with these nuclear du'a powers. And for that person to raise his hand to Allah and make du'a, you never know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his du'a. So I remind my brothers to make du'a for the Palestinian people and to make du'a to save the holy places from the hands of the ones who have stolen it without any rights. We have been talking about the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wisdom is beyond imagination. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, since we talked about dua, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua to Allah, and he demanded three things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah granted two and denied one. He demanded first that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not send a punishment that will destroy the entire Muslim ummah for their sins and deviation, for their sins, corruption and deviation from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the second thing he demanded that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not send an enemy on the Muslim ummah that is going to kill all of them and eliminate their existence completely by killing all Muslims. And then the third request was that Allah will not make ba'sahum baynahum shadeed. La taj'al ba'sahum baynahum shadeed means that don't divide them into factions and make each group fight the other group, or make each group taste the harshness and the meanness of one group. One group will taste the harshness and meaning of another group. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the first two. And then the third was denied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it to the laws of nature. If the Muslims will use the laws of nature that will make them united, they will be united. But if they use the laws of nature that will cause them to divide, they will be divided. And you can see a lot of wisdom in that. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ruling this universe by the laws of nature. And there is no way Allah will answer the third, the dua, without changing, making a lot of the changes in the laws of nature to force the Muslims or to keep the Muslims all united. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save the Masjid al-Aqsa and to save the holy places from the hands of the ones who stole it. The wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something that Allah is trying to be. The nature of Allah is this way. So unlike us, we have a dual nature. We don't have a unique nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a unique nature. If in our case, we are trying to be good, and underline trying to be, means that we have both nature inside us, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Shams, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The soul he has created, he has installed into that soul both natures, the good nature and the bad nature. He is a successful, the one who promotes the good nature and he is a loser, the one who promotes the evil nature. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Our life is a struggle to depress and oppress the bad nature and promote and grow the good nature. Grow the good nature, make it bigger, and depress and oppress. So when we are being good, we are trying to be good. When we are being decent, we are trying to be decent. But there is another nature that is pulling us in the other direction, when we can feel it in our temptations. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a unique nature. In other words, He is not trying to be wise. He is wise. He is not trying to be fair. He is fair. That's His nature. That's who He is. That's who He is. That's a description of His nature. He's not trying to be kind. He is kind. He's not trying to be wadud, the one who seeks the love of the creation with lower status than him, and he doesn't need them. He is. That's who he is. That's his nature. That's exactly who he is. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his wisdom is not something that he's trying to achieve. It is his nature. That's who he is. Subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most wise. And you can see it everywhere. So it is, yes, we wonder about his wisdom sometimes, but we have no doubt. We have no doubt that it is the perfect, infinite wisdom, that there is not even a little flaw in his wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can see it clearly, how can he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, run this whole entire universe? And the universe have a lot of diversity. Diversity in people, diversity in everything, in materials, diversity of substances, of energies, and he is running it in such a way that is all these things are combined together in a system, in a very wise system. In a very wise system, so that you can see clearly the infinite wisdom. How could he? You can be wise in dealing with two people. You can be wise in dealing with your children. But how can you be wise with so many infinite number of creations? People, planets, materials, atoms, energies, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the most wise. And in the process of exploring his wisdom, we have gone through the situation, we have gone through the explanation of what we think is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in not showing us the word of the unseen and not showing us miracles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the non-believers, Quraysh, asked the Prophet to change the mountain of al-Safa to them into gold. اجعل لنا الصفا من الصفا ذهبا. Yani just change the whole mountain of al-Safa gold. ونؤمن لك, and we're going to believe in you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sure you will do? Sure? They said, yes, we will do for sure. So he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, Ya Allah, make the mountain a gold for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, لو شئت لفعلت ولكن من يكفر بعد منهم فإني أعذبه عذابا لا أعذبه أحدا من العالمين. He said, if you want Muhammad, I will change it into gold, but again, the same exact threat, the rules of engagement that was applied to the children of Israel will apply to them. Whomsoever commits an act of kufr afterwards, I am going to give him a punishment that nobody ever in this whole creation will get. The worst punishment, which is the bottom of hellfire. So, but if you want, I will not change it into gold, but they will enjoy my tolerance and my forgiveness. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Allah, I select your tolerance, I choose your tolerance and your forgiveness. So he chose for them tolerance and forgiveness. Because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have realized that they get the benefit, if I may use this word, the benefit of the doubt. But it is not exactly the benefit of the doubt, it is the benefit of not being able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This benefit is a lot of room, a lot of tolerance, a lot of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, it is clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran that the The problem is not lack of miracles. The problem is not lack of Quran. The problem is not that the Quran is 30 juz and we need 60 to be better believers and to be more decent. The problem is not that we have one messenger and we needed 2, 3, 4 messengers to come to be better people. That's not the problem. The problem is not that we're lacking a miracle to see every weekend so that we can be better believers. That's not the problem. The problem is lack of interest and conflict of interest with Islam. That is the problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you look at the people who have requested miracles, you can see that they are not sincere in their request. For example, in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ وَعَتَوْا عُتُوًّا كَبِيرًا يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِلْمُجْرِمِينَ وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them that those guys who says, if we will not believe until we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels. Their mentality is, Allah can't just send us a normal guy and He's not the best among us. This is not good enough for us. Allah has to appeal in person with His angels to us and request that we believe. It's not that we are going to believe just like that. It's not just by sending us a man who is not even the greatest man among us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ وَعَتَوْا عُتُوًا كَبِيرًا. They have so much arrogance in their hearts and they have put themselves in a very high status that they don't belong to. They don't belong to this high status. And then Allah threatened them by saying, you are asking to see the angels. When you get to see the angels, it is not going to be a good day for you. Your wish will be granted. Yeah, sure, you will see the angels. But on the day that you will see the angels, you are going to be the most miserable people. يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. When you see the angels, it's going to be a miserable day for you. And then in Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said on the tongue of the people who have told to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ كَمَا زَعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا أَوْ تَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا. We're not going to believe into you until you bring for us fountains of springs coming out of the ground. And or you go up to heaven and you break heaven into pieces, as you said, might happen as a punishment from Allah, كَمَا زَعَمْتَ أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ كَمَا زَعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا. Break it into pieces and let it drop on our heads. Or you bring Allah, أَوْ تَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا. Bring them down to us to tell us, hey, you guys, you have to believe. أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ. Or you have you in this desert, and you know how dry this desert is, not good for a garden at all. أَوْ تَكُونَ لَجَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ. Or you have a garden of palm trees and rinab, grapes around here. فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. And also you run rivers among them. Where is this going to happen in the neighborhood of Mecca, which is a desert environment? So at the end, Allah told him, قُلْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرًا رَسُولًا. Tell them, did I tell you that I am more than a human being? If I've told you that I'm an angel, sure, you can ask me to do these things. But I told you I am a human messenger. Are humans able to do these kind of things? Can you do it? You're a human like me. Can you do it? You can't do it. If I would have told you that I'm not a human, then these requests are justified, maybe. But I am a human. قُلْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرًا رَسُولًا. I am just a human messenger. And humans are not able to do these kind of things. So the issue is that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said at the end of Surah Al-Muddathir, بل يريد كل امرئ منهم ان يؤتى صحفا منشره. Every one of them wants صحفا منشره. He wants a letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, we appeal to Mr. X for His Majesty to believe. Or we want Your Majesty to believe in me. بل يريد كل امرئ منهم ان يؤتى صحفا منشره. He wants a letter stamped from Allah into his name that please believe so that he or she will believe into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those guys are not sincere in their request. And if Allah will know that they are sincere, and if Allah will know that it's helpful, because other people were somewhat sincere into asking, but Allah knew that's not good for them. Allah said in Surah Al-Isra, وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ النَّاقَةَ مُبْصِرَةً فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا. That I have already sent the she camel to the people of Thamud. Mubsira means like they see it with their own eyes. Eyes, here's the she camel. Touch the she camel. Here's the she camel. Now are you going to believe? No. We're not going to believe. In Surah Al-Qamar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ يَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ وَكَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at the beginning of Surah Al-Qamar that I have split the moon into two halves for them. The day of judgment came close and the moon is split into two halves. And every time I give them a sign, a miracle, they say it is a witch business. And the person narrated this hadith that the non-believers came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, split the moon for us into two halves and we would believe. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of his kindness, he said, Ya Allah, split the moon for them. They might believe, so that they believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled his desire and he split the moon for him. The narrator of the hadith, he said, I swear by my Lord that I have seen half of the moon on the mountain of X, and he named the mountain, and I have seen the other half on the mountain of Y, and he named the mountain. I don't remember the names. So they looked like this and like this and said, Saharana Muhammad, Saharana Muhammad. Muhammad did witch business to our eyes. He did witch business to our eyes. To our eyes, not to the moon, to the eyes. Okay? So then they walked away. And while they are walking away, they were thinking, and they said, if Muhammad will do a witch business to our eyes, not to the moon, then others who were not present should have seen the moon as one piece. So they met a caravan traveling. So they went to them and they said, in the night of so and so, how was the moon? So the guys, they said, oh, you saw the same thing? They said, yeah. We have seen the moon split into two halves. One is on the top of X and the other one is on the top of Y. So they say, ah, subhanAllah, Muhammad did the witch business to the moon, not to our eyes. So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اَقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَبَرُ وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ يَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ. It's not only witch business on us, سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ. It is witch business on everybody. On witch business on, so that everybody is going to see it. What كَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Here is the problem. Here is the key word that you underline. What كَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. They have denied the message and they have followed their desires and they followed what they think is their best interest. So here is the problem. The problem is lack of interest. Is not lack of miracles or lack of Quran. This is the true problem that we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows. Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have chosen and have demonstrated that Islam is the most successful religion, and the Prophet Muhammad was the most successful prophet because that he have employed the laws of nature to spread the business of Allah and to spread the religion. On the other hand, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he used the miracles to promote his religion and to spread the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look what happened at the end. At the end, people
The Christian people took him as a god instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While in the case of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no confusion. We all know that he's a prophet, he's not man, he's not a god. And we all know that Islam was not spread by miracles. Islam was spread by the laws of nature. And the miracles, all the miracles of the Prophet were personal miracles for his, as a gift, personal gift for him from Allah. It wasn't to get the business done. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.